Okay, so the Krat Chodesh Elul. So let's get started. So the Chai Adam quotes that the different Mepharshim quote different Ramazim through Chodesh Elul throughout Tanakh. So the Chai Adam quotes the following pasuk: Mishloach manos ish l're'eu umatanos le'avyonim. Ish l're'eu umatanos le'avyonim as Rosh HaTevos of Elul. Right? Ish lam aleph l're'eu lamed umatanos vav le'avyonim. Is Elul. So the question is, what's the significance of this pasuk Ishlei Matan Zevionim to Chodesh Elul? So to understand this, first we have to understand what's the significance of the mitzvahs of Matan Zevionim and Mishloach Manos. So the Maharal explains that the purpose of these two mitzvahs was to create Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. That the Purim story, Klal Yisrael was all united together. The Pesukim talk about the fact that all Klal Yisrael came together to attack Amalek. Amalek is all about purity. Klal Yisrael came together in order to continue that Achdus of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvos of Mishloach Manos and Matan Se'avionim. And the question, though, is, what's the significance of these two mitzvos? How do we understand that these two mitzvos are mitzvos that engender Achdus of Klal Yisrael? So the Maharal explains that, why is it, if you think about it, we call the mitzvah Matan Se'avionim. Why do we specifically call it Matan Se'avionim? It should be called Stakul Avionim. Why do we specifically refer to the mitzvah as one as Matan Avionim? So the Maharal explains that the purpose of Matana is to create a chibur between the one giving it and the one receiving. So when a person gives Matan Se'avionim, what the person is doing is he's creating a chibur between the giver and the recipient. And the same thing is true about Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos, when a Jew gives another Jew Mishloach Manos, as Avolopiansky likes to explain, the word mana means a portion. You're telling the other person that you also have a chelik in Klal Yisrael, that you also have a portion in Klal Yisrael. So the purpose of these two mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos and Matan Se'avionim are meant to create Achdus. And Chodesh Elul is also about the Chodesh of Achdus. So therefore the pasuk that talks about Mishloach Manos and Matan Se'avionim is going to be the pasuk that's meramis to Chodesh Elul. So the question that we still have to ask is, what's the significance of the fact that Chodesh Elul is the month that hints and alludes to the Achdus of Klal Yisrael? And also, if we think about it, Chodesh Elul comes right after Chodesh Av. Now, Chazal teach that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because there's a lack of Achdus in Klal Yisrael, that there's Sinas Chinam. So somehow, this month of Elul, the Avodah of Av and Elul, is to be metakins, to fix that sin of Klal Yisrael, of the Sinas Chinam, in order to create Achdus again. So the question is, how do we understand this? What's the significance of the fact that Chodesh Elul and the Achdus of Elul comes right after Chodesh Av? Okay, so to do this, we're going to have to understand what Achdus is all about. So the Akedah, beginning of Parshas Pinchas, explains that Achdus is synonymous with Shlemus. So let's explain this idea. Let's say, for example, you have a car, right? So you have different parts of the car. You got the steering wheel, you have the wheels, you have the seats, etc. All of the different parts of the car formed together to become one whole unit, a car. So the same thing is true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is Echad, when we're all united together, we become Shalom, we become something perfect. And what's the significance of the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael? The Maharal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. He's Shalom. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only connect himself to other things that are Shalom. So only when Klal Yisrael is united together as one unit is HaKadosh Baruch Hu able to connect to us. So the significance of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael is that it enables us to be able to connect to Hashem. I think we can understand this on a deeper level. The Ramchal in Das Tvunos explains that the most accurate and fundamental definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Achdus, his unity. Let's explain this point. We could describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Rachaman, as a Gibor, as a Gadol, etc. But that doesn't accurately reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu contains within him everything, Kavayachal. So the most proper word to define Hashem is his unity, because his unity contains within it everything else. So if that's the case, the most fundamental description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Achdus. That means that when Klal Yisrael is also in a state of Achdus, we are imitating Hashem as much as possible. So what's the significance of that? Baramchal, in the beginning of Derech Hashem, explains that the way we connect to Hashem, Hashem is intangible. The way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by imitating Him. And the closer you imitate Hashem, the closer a person is able to get to Him. So if the most fundamental definition of Hashem is His Achdus, then the closest we can become to Hashem is when we're also in a state of Achdus. Because that means we're imitating Hashem in the most fundamental way possible. Yeah, good, exactly. All right, but there's another additional element here. So the Mepharshim also throw in a third word that's synonymous with Achdus and Shleimus, the word Malchus. The Maharal in the Abarbanel, many of the Mepharshim explain that we call Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, accepting the Achdus of Hashem, what do we call it? Kabbalas Omachu Shemayim. When we accept the Achdus of Hashem, it's accepting Hashem's Malchus. So let's explain this idea. In Kabbalah, there's 10 spheros. The highest of the 10 spheros is the sphere of Malchus. Because Malchus contains within it everything else. For example, the Ramban says, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. What's Bakol? The Ramban explains that Bakol refers to Malchus. So the midah of Malchus contains within it everything, which is Achdus, because Achdus is everything coming together to become one. And what do we emphasize in Rosh Hashanah? In Rosh Hashanah, we emphasize the Malchus of Hashem. And the question, though, is why? Why is it that in Rosh Hashanah we emphasize specifically the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to any other day of the year? So let's explain this point. We can relate to the way we pronounce Hashem's name in this world. We don't pronounce it the way it's written. How is Hashem's name written? It's written Yud Ke Vav Ke. Now, how do you pronounce it? You pronounce it the name of Adnos of Hashem. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun teaches that there's a difference in the way we pronounce Hashem's name now in this world as opposed to the way we're going to pronounce Hashem's name in the future. In this world, how would you pronounce Hashem's name? As Adnos. But L'Asid Lavo in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to pronounce Hashem's name the way it's written. So what's the significance of this difference? So the Maharal explains, what's the difference between the way something's written versus the way something's read? The way something's written is its essence. But the way we read something is the way we relate to it. So for example, let's say you have a storybook. Let's say you have a story. The text of the story is the story. But the way you read that story, that's how you relate to it. So you could read it in a happy tone, you could read it in a sad tone, you could pronounce the word this way, you could pronounce it that way. The way we read the story is how we relate to it. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is the Shem Havaya. But the way we relate to Hashem in this world is that we relate to Him as an Adon. We don't relate to Hashem as a Melech in this world because this world is not in its complete state. So Rosh Hashanah, we relate specifically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech because Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world, we allude to the fact that the world's going to eventually reach its perfection, and Rosh Hashanah is the day that alludes to that perfection. And the difference between an Adon, the way we relate to Hashem as an Adon versus a Melech, is that a Melech has a Malchus. An Adon is Adnus, but there's no Malchus. And as we explained earlier, Malchus is Achdus and Shleimus. Everything coming together to form one picture. So Rosh Hashanah, which is all about the Malchus of Hashem, it's the day of Achdus and Shleimus, means that everything has to come together. In order for everything has to come together, that also means that Klal Yisrael also has to be one. Because a Malchus is only a Malchus if there's a Melech and there's an Am that's united together. So, in order to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we also have to become Echad. The same way Hashem is Echad. So, let's explain this point a bit further. Why is it that Rosh Hashanah is specifically the day that's the day that alludes to the Metzius of the world that's going to be in the future? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon on the sixth day of creation. Rosh Hashanah. in the Mefarshim Ol Bavad, why is it that we specifically celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the sixth day of creation, the day Adam was created? Why don't we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on Chaf Hei Elul when the world was first created? This is a question all the commentators are bothered by. And they like to offer the following analogy. Let's say you have a company, and you decide to build the building for your company, and then 6 days later, you're going to start the company itself. What day would the company celebrate? Are they going to celebrate the day that the building campaign is finished? Or are they going to celebrate and commemorate the day that the company actually started functioning? So what day are they going to celebrate? They're going to celebrate the day that the company actually started functioning, because the purpose of the building was just to serve as the headquarters for the company. So the same thing is true when it comes to this world, that this world of six previous days of creation were just the build-up and lead-up to creation of Adam. Because Adam HaRishon was the purpose of creation. And why is Adam HaRishon the purpose of creation? So the Gra and Ibn Ezra, they explain that what's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? So a Melech is a king whose subjects accept him, versus a Moshe, which is a tyrant, where his king, where the subjects don't accept him. It's against their will that they're being ruled over. As Rav Huttner explains, when Hashem created Adam on Rosh Hashanah, not only was Adam HaRishon created, but Hashem's Malchus is created. Because in order for Hashem to be a Melech, that meant by definition that there also had to be a nation or someone that would proclaim him to be king. And that's the significance of Rosh Hashanah. But on top of that, Rav Huttner points out that if we are able to proclaim Hashem as Melech, that means that we have to have a connection. There has to be some sort of a connection to us, to the king. Let's explain this point to Rav Huttner, because it's very important. So let's say, for example, you had a pet goldfish. So within your goldfish aquarium tank, one of the fish is the biggest fish, the scariest fish. So you can say that that fish is the king of all the fish. Right, but let's say now you as the owner, like, no, I'm the king of the fish. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. Because you're not the king of the fish. You can control and do whatever you want with the fish. The fish are not subject to it. You can do whatever you want with them. That's not king. That's a Moshe. That's a tyrant. If we refer to Hashem as a Melech, that means that there's some sort of association between us and him, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to accept him or not as our king. So the avoda of Rosh Hashanah is to accept Hashem's Malchus and to proclaim him as our king. And we do that through the blowing of the shofar. When we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, as a dual significance. On one hand, we're proclaiming Hashem to be our king, but on the other hand, when we also proclaim it to be our king, we're also accepting upon ourselves to be his avadim. Because a king, by definition, has an eved. Because, as we explained from the Gra, a melech is someone who is accepted voluntarily to be the melech. So the question, though, is what's the significance of this avoda that Hashem created Adam HaRishon for, that we commemorate on Rosh Hashanah, and is the purpose of the world? So we can frame this question in two ways. So question number one is, what's the nature of our service to Hashem? And question number two is, what's the purpose of Adam in this world? So let's deal with the first question first. What's the nature of our avoda towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Lopiansky always likes to give the following analogy. If you think about it, there's really two types of slaves. There's a slave that the king tells him what to do, right? You have to clean up, you have to cook, you have to do this. He's forced to do the will of the king. That's one type of slave. But if you think about it, there's a second type of slave. Let's say you take the top top doctor in the United States. And this top doctor has to be on call 24/7 because he's dealing with the most difficult medical questions that exist. If you think about it, this doctor is also enslaved. But to be this doctor, it's not something denigrating. It's a praise. Because it's a shevach to the fact that he is needed by the king and by everyone else. Our avdus towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the avdus of an eved that's forced to do the will of the master, and it's not a praise. Our avdus towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that of the top doctor in the United States who is Meshubba to everyone else because he's always needs to be on call. It's a praise to be that doctor. When we're the Avadim of Hashem, it's not in a... It's a praise to be an Eved Hashem. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu needs our Avodah in this world. But the question is why? Why does Hashem need our Avodah in this world? And what is exactly our Avodah? So the Swano explains that the purpose of Adam, the purpose of man, is to imitate Hashem as much as possible. So why is it that the purpose of man is to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as possible? So Rebbein Bechai explains that in the Shem Hashem, there's the Yud He, there's the Yud, then the He, then the Vav, and then what's the last letter? A He, a second He. Why is it that, unlike all the other letters in the Shem Hashem, the last He is repeated? This is Rebbein Bechai explains that when it comes to the Shem, the name of God, the second, the last hey symbolizes the fact that it's up to man to complete Hashem's name in presence in this world. And let's explain this point because this is not the simplest to understand. So Lopiansky always likes to give the following analogy. Well, let's say you're a student in a classroom and the teacher told you to say over the lesson that he gave. So there's an advantage and a disadvantage in doing that. What's the disadvantage? The student isn't going to be able to give over as clearly what he heard from the teacher. It's not going to be the same exact material. It's going to be a lessened version of that. But when the teacher tells the student to say over the material that he heard in class, there's an advantage of that. Because the student now can retain that information much better. And the same thing is true when it comes to our avodah in this world. The fact that we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, it's a chisaron, it's a disadvantage that we're not able to imitate him as perfectly and we can't be like him, kavayachol. But there's an advantage to us because it becomes much more of a part of us. And through the fact that we're able to imitate him, we can bring the shleimus, we can bring the completion to this world. So let's explain this point. The Maharal explains that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ephemeral. Hashem's not tangible. The way that Hashem's presence is felt in this world is through people being like him and imitating him. As we said from the Sforno, the purpose of man in this world is to imitate God as much as possible. Because when we imitate God as much as possible, we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world and letting it be felt. So our avodah is to imitate Hashem, because when we imitate Hashem, we bring Hashem's presence into this world. So let's explain this. The Baal HaTanya, there's a four-way machlokes amongst the Mekubalim, how the process of Tzimtzum works. So the Baal HaTanya explains that the way Tzimtzum works, is that Hashem is... We tend to think that the world was created ex nihilo, that is created yesh ma'ayin, but the Baal HaTanya says really the opposite is true. The world was created ayin mi'yesh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence was all-encompassing the entire world. Hashem had to hide himself, and the purpose of us in this world is to reveal God's presence. That's our purpose. We have to reveal God's presence. And the way that we reveal God's presence in this world is by imitating God as much as possible. Because when we imitate God as much as possible, we're bringing Elokus down to this world. Because that's the expression of Hashem in this world. It's not, Hashem is intangible, but we express Hashem's existence by imitating him. And in this sense now, we can come back to what we said at the beginning. Because what did we say at the beginning? We said that the Maharal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only connect to Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael is in a state of Achdus, because only when we're united together are we Shalom, are we complete. But if we think about it, the word Shalom in Hebrew, which means complete, really has two meanings. What else can the word Shalom mean? It also can mean full. Right? You have a cup of water. On one hand, it's complete. but it's also full because it's filled to the top of water. When the world reaches its state of perfection, then the world is also showing not only in the sense that it's perfect, but it's also full. Why is it full? Because it's the world that's full of Hashem's presence, of Elokus in the world, in the Bria. And as we said at the beginning, the most fundamental and accurate description of God is His Achdus. So when Klal Yisrael is in a state of Achdus, when we're all united together, it's the most fundamental and accurate description or reflection of Him in this world. So the way that we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world as much as possible is through our Achdus. So when Klal Yisrael, when we're united together, then we show Hashem's presence in this world as much as possible. And when we said that from the Ma'aral that Hashem connects to us when we're in a state of Shlemus, when we're in a state of Achdus, what's essentially happening is now is that Hashem is just connecting to the Tzelem Elokim within us that's just a reflective of His being. The Sforno explains that the Tzelem Elokim that exists inside of us is the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that expresses His existence. So when we're in a state of Achdus, when we're in a state of unity together, we're just expressing Hashem's existence into this world. And when Hashem is connecting Klal Yisrael and when we're together, Hashem is just connecting essentially to the reflection of us within the world. Does that make sense? And the future, Wasi Lava, what does the Nevi'im talk about? The Nevi'im talk about the fact that in the future the entire world is going to be a world that's full of Hashem's knowledge in this world. Because that's exactly what Shlemus, what perfection is. It's full. It's fullness. Hashem's presence is going to be full in this world, and in that sense, it's going to be perfect. Rosh Hashanah, what do we do in that Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the day that we daven, we pray for the Malchus of Hashem. Because as we said at the very beginning, Malchus is perfection. Malchus is Achdus, which is Shlemus. It's everything coming together as a whole. And perfection means that everything is in its proper place. When everything is in its proper place, it means that Klal Yisrael is united as a whole. Every single individual within Klal Yisrael is fulfilling their potential and fulfilling their role within the nation. And when we come together, then we're able to proclaim Hashem as our King. And Hashem's presence is going to be felt and recognized. And that's exactly what we're davening for in Rosh Hashanah. And the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of shofar. Because what's the shofar all about? So in the Machana, back in the times of the Torah, when they blew the tekiah, what was the purpose of the tekiah? It was to gather all of Klal Yisrael together, to make them, bring them back, to all, everyone to become one. And we say in davening every day, tekah b'shofar gadol chayisinu, for the kibbutz galios, for the gathering, ingathering of the exiles together, we blow a shofar. Because the shofar is meant to bring us and unite us all together. Rosh Hashanah is the day when all of Klal Yisrael is meant to become united together in order to achieve our communal perfection in proclaiming Hashem as our King. So we specifically blow the shofar not only as proclaiming Hashem as our King, but also to gather us together to become one. Because when we're one, we're in a state of perfection. And when we're in a state of perfection, then that's the greatest reflection of Elokos, of Hashem's existence in this world. And when we begin blowing the shofar tomorrow, the minhag is we begin blowing shofar tomorrow morning. One of the messages that the shofar is meant to give us is that it's meant to reawaken us now to this time period of Elul, this time period of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that's all about the unity of Klal Yisrael together. It's all about the unity of the entire world coming together to proclaim Hashem as its ultimate King. And Elul is the preparation for that. So when we hear the shofar in Elul, we're supposed to wake up, become together, come Achdus as Klal Yisrael, coming together as one, in order that on Rosh Hashanah itself, the world can reach its perfection, and can reach its potential, as the world can reach its potential as Hashem, that Hashem will have His nation, us, Am Yisrael, united together in serving him.